It's 2:40. This is Mark Daly, CKLW 2020 News. High times at the High Life Bar at 7666 West Fort, cut short by lead from a hot iron. A 39-year-old man cut down while arguing with a pair of bar stool sitters. And a 64-year-old man is also dead after he tried to help that victim. Another heated word exchange at 5661 Wabash, claiming the life of 37-year-old Charles McCrary. A 59-year-old man suspected of pulling the deadly trigger is locked up. Someone turned up the grill while John Dean was sitting on it as the Senate Watergate Committee hearings into the Watergate affair went on. Committee member Lowell Weicker thinks the White House is trying to smear him through the press. In fact, a Republican lawmaker named Charles Colson is the big mouth, but Colson says no.
At no time have I ever tried to interfere in any way with the activities of the Irvin Committee. Indeed, to the contrary, in early May, I had an extensive interview with the staff of the committee and made available voluntarily to them all documents relative to their inquiry and all information that I had. I do not know what Senator Weicker is talking about.
Weicker warning people involved in the affair to watch it because any further attempts to press the probers will mean big trouble.
There's going to be no more threats, no intimidation, no innuendo, no working through the press to go ahead and destroy the credibility of individuals. If the executive branch of government wants to meet the standards that the American people set for it in their minds, then the time has come to stop reacting and stop playing this type of a game.
Weicker backing his hard words with hard legal facts, listing more than a dozen illicit acts committed by the executive branch. Another Thursday has passed with another rich Michigander celebrating with big state lottery winnings. The weekly 200 grand super draw winner is Leah Spano.
Beautiful, beautiful. Lucky, beautiful, wonderful.
What were you carrying with you to help you win? What do you call that?
Derby winners from Michigan.
You think that helped you win?
Well, I go to bingo and I carry a horseshoe with me and I win.
What are you going to do with the 200,000?
Millions of things that I couldn't do before.
Mrs. Spano is finding out how easy it is to handle the newfound long green. She will...
Spend it.
And on what?
Lottery for one.
Did you have trouble sleeping or eating anything this past...
No, all my relatives did. Not me.
You weren't nervous at all?
No, I knew I was going to win.
How'd you know?
My horoscope told me. Never mind. I did a ritual with candles. I checked my horoscope. Everything was in good.
The winning numbers are 230 and 327, and you can hear all the information exclusively each week on the Big 8. Canada is definitely getting the fuel crisis pinch, and Energy Minister Donald McDonald is concerned. Will the Dominion have its own crisis?
In terms and in comparison with the American problem, if the American problem is described as an energy crisis, then we don't have that. We are not faced with, for example, with an escalating outflow in terms of balance of payments. We're not faced with, we've got a tight situation insofar as refinery capacity is concerned, but we may remain hopeful that barring some refinery accident, we can continue to supply the Canadian market without interruption. As you know, one of the problems in the States is that they can't be sure of that with regard to their market.
President Nixon isn't talking to anyone about Watergate, but plans to lay some gas conservation words on America today. He is supposed to appeal to motorists to personally conserve fuel, hoping to reduce the consumption level by 5%. A research program expected to cost about $10 billion is also in the wind, but not until 1975. A few fishermen casting on Lake Erie off Gibraltar are shaking off a terrible snag. One of the anglers caught a body, according to Don Kowalski at the Humbug Marina.
From what I heard him talking over there, he must be, say, maybe 40. They can't tell he's floating face down.
Wayne County deputies think, though, it's the body of a 20-year-old Monroe County man missing since June 22nd. News is always breaking somewhere, and the Big 8 hotlines are always open for the best tips. 254-CKLW in Windsor or 961-NEWS in Detroit. We can make a 10-cent call worth a bundle with a weekly cash award and $1,000 should the story top the year's pile. Manitoba Premier Ed Schreier is strong again, but with a stronger opposition.
The New Democrats under Premier Ed Schreier have regained control of Manitoba and appear to be headed for a stronger majority in the 57th legislature. Premier Schreier and all but two of his cabinet ministers won re-election. One loser was Tourism Minister Larry Desjardins and another Attorney General A.H. Brackley. Conservative leader Sidney Spivak had little trouble winning his Winnipeg riding of River Heights, and Liberal leader Izzy Asper won over Murdoch Mackay of the NDP in the Winnipeg riding of Rosalie. A very tight race there.
Ann Arbor lesbians are flaming mad at the U of M Art Library. Spokesman Jean Hasler says the women are picketing at high noon.
The director of the library, Homer Chance, refused the request without viewing the collage
saying that it was too controversial and that he would not show work that attempted to further the cause of any group. The collage, however, was not conceived as an attempt to further any cause, but is simply the collective artwork of a group of women interested in supporting one another in their creative endeavors.
What does the collage look like?
A multimedia collage with photographs, charcoal drawings, cartoons, paintings, lots of different kinds of work. There are 11 women who put it together.
The artists are expecting a lot of support for their midday march from other campus crowds. Oakland County Prosecutor Brooks Patterson is zinging a few critical words the way of parole boards. The top lawman is angry over a case involving a man who killed that young Milford woman the other day. Seems the suspect is a convicted kidnapper and known sex deviant.
My complaint is today as it was last month, that the parole board is reckless, they're negligent, and it amounts almost to criminal culpability for them to release these type of people back into society so they can rape, rob, and kill again. And it's got to stop.
That 27-year-old man is charged with killing the 17-year-old Milford woman and stuffing the remains in the trunk of a car. As promised, U.S. Attorney Ralph Guy is waving a new set of warrants in the big housing scandal in Motown. 7 people and 4 corporations have been fingered in the latest home hanky-panky.
An illegal conspiracy involving HUD employees and local contractors, which cost HUD thousands of dollars in inflated costs for repair work, came to an end today with the indictment in the federal court of 2 HUD-employed area management brokers, 4 contractors, a bookkeeper, and 4 corporations.
The lawyer adding the whole ball of wax won't be melted down for another 6 to 8 months. CKLW News Time, 2:47. In sports, the Tigers mowed down Milwaukee 8-6 in a great comeback battle to Tiger Stadium after a rain delay. Bengal bats batted out 5 runs, but Brewer batsmen took a 6-5 lead until the bottom of the 8th. Dick McAuliffe slammed a single to score a run, and Willie Horton followed scoring 2. Bob Miller making his Detroit debut on the pitcher's mound is the winner after saving Mickey Lolich. Jim Perry meets the Orioles for the first of a weekend card tonight. Perry is 8-6 in less than his stellar years at Minnesota, but Jim thinks like Lolich. A lot of days, the hitters have been off lately, and the opposing designated hitters are a big burden.
You've got some clubs that you pitch maybe a little bit better than others against, and some hitters you've gotten out that are the designated hitter, but still, you have to do a lot of thinking out there and know who the next hitter's coming up at the plate.
Cleveland duped the Red Sox 4-2, but Boston blasted the Tribe in the second game of their doubleheader, 16-7. Baltimore zipped the Yankees 6-3, Minnesota licked the Rangers 4-0, Chicago over California 2-0. White Sox slugger Dick Allen suffered a hairline fracture of a bone in his left leg last night in that spectacular first base collision with Mike Epstein of the Angels. Angels team Dr. Julius Wasinski says the healing process will take from 1 to 4 weeks. In the National League, the Expos ripped Chicago 5-4 in 18 innings. That game played out after Wednesday's suspension. In the regular contest, the Cubs climbed ahead 4-2. Philadelphia pounded the Mets 11-4. Atlanta dug in Los Angeles 3-2. But the Dodgers were back strong in the nightcap 8-3. Pittsburgh blanked St. Louis 6-0. The Reds fell short of San Diego 6-1. San Francisco edged Houston 2-1 in 10 innings. Bill Muncy slid through the heavy rains to lead the field for the weekend Garwood hydroplane race on the river. Mickey Riemann, trying his new boat out on the course, had a slight mishap at 130 miles per hour. Eyewitness Jerry Shaneth was watching.
Well, this boat is an experimental boat. It's one of the fastest boats in the world. It holds the fastest lap right now in the world for an unlimited, and this is at least a $100,000 boat.
Muncy's top qualifying speed right now is 119.208 miles per hour, with more qualifications underway today. CKLW, first in the Motor City with 2020 News.
When you say bud, you said a lot of things nobody else can say.
When you say bud,
y'all. When you say bud, you're going as far as you can go. It's the very best.
When you say bud,
when you say bud. There is no other one.
No.
There's only something left.
Yeah.
Because the king of beer is leading all the rest.
Say it now.
When you say but, why even?
Say it.
You said it all.
You said it.
Yeah, yeah. Don't you know?
You said it.
I said, yes, I did.
Not available in Ontario. CKLW In-Depth Report. Every president has one. A caretaker of his image. Or, to put it another way, his press secretary. The man who is always arguing presidential policy to a hungry media. Don Burkholder has interviewed press secretaries from four different administrations. So we tossed this question at him. Would press secretaries make good politicians?
A few of these gentlemen, such as Hagerty and George Reedy, I believe understand the process well enough to know that although image-making is vital in today's complex society and so on, it certainly isn't the answer to a president's leadership potential or exercising his fullest potential. George Reedy has written a book called Twilight of the Presidency, in which he's concerned about presidential isolation, not only from the public, but isolation by his staff from reality.
Other than keeping the president's image glowing, Burkholder says it's imperative for the press secretary to stay on an even keel with the news media.
Yes, I'm certain he considers it in his advantage to stay on an even keel, as you say, with the press corps. If he operates, for example, as did a Hagerty, and to some extent a Reedy, I believe that he would have more informal relations with the press and perhaps see them in other than formal settings so that he'd get to know these people and could deal with them on an informal basis.
CKLW In-Depth Report.
Now, the most exciting movie ever done in a country's history, Alastair Cook's prize-winning America. Call the Detroit Institute of Arts for reservations. Motor City weather, showers continuing this morning. Cloudy with rain possible this afternoon, high 73, mild Saturday. The current temperature, 60 degrees. Sarnia, 57. Cleveland, 58. Toledo, 60. This is Mark Daly, CKLW 2020 News. Now, more hit music with Bob Savage.
I remember my first love affair.